past and future, my story, absorbs most people's entire life. They're continuously lost in their life situation. They miss life, which is now. So make life the focal point of your life, and life situation is on the periphery. You deal with it when it comes. Not revive it and think, oh, I have so many problems. You do? Show it to me. Where is it? Where is the problem? Here, my bank account is zero. All I can see is a figure on a piece of paper, just a cipher. I lived for many years not knowing where the next day or the next week the income would come from. And it always came from somewhere. It wasn't a problem. I didn't feel poor. In the eyes of the world, I was poor, probably lived below the poverty line for several years. And then it improved somewhat, but still was just a minimum, and that was fine. And even for 2 years when I didn't have a home or a job or an income, life looked after me because I trusted in life, which is the present moment. Don't let your life situation absorb your attention completely. Especially when you're in bed at night. Go into sleep from the beauty, power that is you. Inhabit the body as you lie there in bed. It's best if you do it lying on your back and feel the intense aliveness that is in every cell, the presence that you are. Oh. Go into sleep from there. And if you wake up in the middle of the night and the movement of thought wants to start, immediately notice it and say, okay, I'll go into the body. With an instant you can change what would have been a sleepless, restless night with agonizing thoughts, useless thoughts, because there's nothing you can do right there, and you're not threatened, you're just in a state of fear because you have fearful concepts in your head. You're in bed. You're not being threatened by anything, but the concepts in your head are threatening you. What's going to happen? What could happen? What do I do if that happens? What do I do if I lose that? I don't get that. And all those concepts that you then identify with are very threatening. They're like little animals in your head. And you take them to be real. It's unreal. It's like phantoms that the mind creates. Fear thoughts. And always to test the reality of the situation, what is the reality here and now? What is the problem here and now? None. Or if it has reality, then there's something you can do about it, or you can surrender to it. Well, the problem is I'm in prison. Okay. Break out. Apply for parole. Or surrender to what is. And if you are planning to break out or planning to apply for parole, you still have to surrender first. Otherwise you'll be unhappy. There may be certain illnesses, and whether healing or not is possible, you don't know. But it is more likely in the state of non-resistance. Books have been written about it, even medical research has shown that in those cases where spontaneous healing happened, it did not happen when people were making the illness into an enemy. It happened through deep acceptance, with which comes peace. And it's only the peace that is the healer. Byron Katie, a spiritual teacher, was visiting a woman suffering from advanced cancer throughout her body, maybe only a few more weeks to live. And she can be quite radical in the way she expresses herself, but straight, cutting through mind. So she visited the woman And the woman looked, of course, extremely unhappy and in suffering. And Byron Katie said to her, "I don't see a problem." And the woman the woman was got angry, and she took off the cover of her bed, and she showed her right leg was 3 or 4 times the size of her left leg. It had already swollen to gigantic because of the disease. And she said, "You want to see a problem? I'll show you a problem," said the patient. She said, "Look at this." And Byron Katie said, "Oh, I see. Your problem is that you think your right leg should be exactly the same size as your left leg." And at that moment, for the first time in a long time, the patient laughed. Because at that moment, the patient disidentified from thought structures. Thought structures that were saying, "This should not be, this should be otherwise." And what was ultimately causing the suffering, there may have been physical pain, but suffering was caused by the thought structures in her head that could not accept what is, that argued with it and said, "No." So the suffering always comes out of thought. Suffering is thought made. Pain is possible, physical pain, yes. But the two are, of course, are related. Suffering can end before physical pain ends. Suffering can end a few days before you die of some disease. You can come to the end of suffering and you will have fulfilled the purpose of your life on earth. The flowering has happened. The liberation has happened. You stepped out of identification with mind. The flowering of consciousness has happened. For the flowering of consciousness to happen, you don't need a lot more time. You don't need any time, really. And if it should be so for you that you are not sure whether you're going to live a few more months, which, by the way, nobody knows in this room whether they're going to live